Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 94 for Thursday, October 6th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was 10 to 80 cents per ton stronger on Thursday, with the November contract at $468. Prices were able to stabilize as snow and rain across parts of Western Canada have limited farmers' ability to get into their fields, which is bullish. The Canadian dollar was weaker against its U.S. counterpart at midday on Thursday, which further underpinned the market, as a weaker domestic currency makes canola more appealing to international buyers. However, demand has been mostly flat this week, which limited advances. Spillover losses from the Chicago Board of Trade soybean market also capped gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed, while corn and wheat were lower. Soybeans were up 2 cents to down 2, with the November contract at $9.58 a bushel. Soybeans felt pressure from the U.S. harvest as reports of record yields continued to stream in, which is bearish. Forecasts for an increase in the upcoming Brazilian crop added pressure to the market. However, strong weekly export sales reported by the United States Department of Agriculture limited losses. Corn was down 6 to 7 cents with the December contract at $3.40 a bushel. Corn was weaker on Thursday as harvest put pressure on the market. Brazil's upcoming corn crop is also expected to be bigger, with industry guesses projecting a 23 to 25% increase. Strength continues in the crude oil market, which limited losses in corn. Strong export sales reported by the USDA also capped gains. Wheat was down 8 cents, with the Chicago December contract at $3.96 a bushel. Wheat lost ground with investor profit-taking after yesterday's advances. Weekly export sales reported by the USDA were down 34% from the previous week and 31% from the four-week average. However, ideas that U.S. wheat is competitive globally limited losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, October 6th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.